Tamar Anatai.
Hi, Tamar.
What's up?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We're all anxiously anticipating the return of Dallas to the television lineup.
Ooh, me too.
Did you ever watch Dallas as a kid?
I would watch it with my mom because my mom was big into it, so sometimes I would watch it with her. I don't think I really completely knew what was happening.
Well, she probably didn't want you to know everything that was happening.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have gotten it, though.
Our morning guys had Larry Hagman on today, who played JR. So it's kind of.
And he's really in the show, right?
Yeah, he's back in it. Bobby's in it. They could not apparently get Pam back in, who was always my favorite Victoria Principal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently she was. She announced that she had a terminal illness, at least her character did, at the end of the last show. And then she was never to be heard from again, although they never confirmed that she actually died. Maybe she could have made some sort of... Although Linda Gray, who played JR's wife, looks exactly the same. He looks 100 years older. She looks fantastic. And she always looked like, I mean, let's just be honest, she looked like an old rummy. I mean, she looked like she'd been tipping a little
bit. What years was this on, Dallas?
Yeah.
I never caught it in my sitcom deal.
Yeah, I was
late 70s to early 80s, I think.
I remember Friday nights at my grandparents' house, the whole family would go over, and the
Dallas.
Kids would watch. I think Dukes of Hazzard was on the same night, and then
probably
the parents would roll in and watch Dallas. And then the kids would be
1978 it came out.
Okay. It was a great show.
Johnny Lee dated the
the
beautiful blonde girl.
The little blondie. What was her name? Lucy? Little Lucy. Yeah. He didn't date her. He was married to her.
I mean, he was married to her.
Yeah, little Lucy.
He was married to her. Yep. Hold on.
You know who Johnny Lee is, Tamar? Looking for love in all the wrong places. Are you familiar with that song?
Yeah, I was thinking Johnny Lee Miller, who was married to Angelina Jolie.
Not to be
Hackers, right?
Yeah, so not to be confused with
Johnny
Miller, the former.
This is 1978 to 1991. It runs to 91.
Maybe in reruns. Yeah. 91, yeah. No way.
And Wikipedia says it. What do you want from me?
I think it did.
91. Yeah,
so
maybe so.
JR got shot in 91?
No.
Oh, yeah, who shot JR?
I was a junior in high school in 91. No. He got shot way before that.
Listen.
Wait, this is a dumb question. Maybe I shouldn't be saying it out loud, but that happens a lot in my life. Did they ever resolve who shot him, or was that the whole...
Oh, come on, Tamar! No,
was that the whole cliffhanger, right?
Was
they left it open-ended, right?
Yeah, it was...
The son shot him, right?
No, it was the tramp. What's her name, I thought?
The tramp?
Oh, so they did... that's not so stupid. No one knows definitively.
No, but it was his trampy girlfriend. I can't remember her name.
Was this the 50s?
No, it was his trampy girlfriend, the dark-haired chick.
I'm literally Googling
some dame.
Who shot JR.
Yeah, somebody...
some dame.
That's probably been Google as much as anything in this world, I guarantee
you. Yeah, who shot JR.
Yeah. Kristen, I think her name was.
The dame shot
Look
him.
It up and tell me if I'm right,
Kristen
Tamar.
The tramp is who shot.
Oh, my God. There's wait. There's way too much out there. Kristen, yeah. JR's scheming sister-in-law
Boom!
And mistress.
Look at me! Who
you
knows
win.
Dallas more than me? No one! I'm a loser! And can you name Bo and Luke Duke's substitute cousins who came in this season? They were having contract negotiation issues.
No, that's terrible. You can't even bring that up.
You don't remember Bo?
No, I remember.
And Luke Duke's cousins? It was Vance.
And Strange.
No.
Wow.
I can't remember Vance's...
Flea?
I never knew they had
Now they had 1 year where they had contract fakes. Problems, and then the cousins came. Now Bo and Luke are off working on their bow hunting. No, we're just here for the season. Hey, Daisy, looking good in them Daisy Dukes. It
Daisy
was Vance, and I can't remember the other kid's
back
name.
In the day,
the
boy.
Fact that I knew Chris, I'm so proud of him. I'm sorry, I need a moment. So proud of me. Okay, let's move
Train
on.
Has gone off the track.
Kristen
already.
The Tramp.
Coy. Thank you, Ethan. Coy Duke. The fact that you know that makes perfect sense, actually. Okay, so Tamar, what is up with Madonna? Madonna has been able to—I mean, she just did the Super Bowl. She's returned to legitimacy. Next thing you know, she's overseas doing a show, and she didn't have a slip. She bared her soul, also known as her right Madonna.
Yeah, can somebody send me a video of that? For some reason, I cannot find it.
Unfortunately for you, it's everywhere on the internet if you want to.
Cool.
She did it
intentionally. Do you have an internet connection?
I don't know. I work at The Buzz. Who knows what we get?
We actually encourage...
Mail it to me.
We encourage looking at pornographic sites at this place. No, but she did it intentionally. What is up with that? And has she talked about it?
I don't know if she's talked about it, but you know, first of all, she flashed one of her lady parts.
Yes.
And then last night in... That was in Istanbul. Last night in Rome, did you see she also flashed her butt?
No.
What?
Maybe it's like the world's longest game of striptease. She just... You know, like, it's like around the world in 80 different, you know, revealing parts of her body. She keeps showing off a different part.
But Tamar, everybody's already seen her naked.
I know, that's the thing. This is like the least crazy thing Madonna has done. Like,
I'm glad you're in great shape. Way
more provocative.
Hey, I'm glad you're in great shape for 60. You are, but clearly all those workouts are cutting off the oxygen flow to your brain. What are you doing?
She's actually 89. Okay. She's not 60. So she looks even better. No, she's 53. She looks better than girls half her age. I hate to say it.
She does.
Let her, and it's Madonna. You know, it's not a One Direction show. You go to a Madonna show, you expect like a little, you know, hanky-panky, no pun intended, because that's one of her songs I loved from back in the day. You expect something like that. So
I like Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, that's a good one. How do you think she got into this trouble in the first place?
Exactly. Okay, so Adam Sandler, have you met him? What are your thoughts on him? Do you like his movies? Do you hate his movies? Are you indifferent?
I love Adam Sandler movies. I've seen... I've seen Billy Madison. I'm probably more familiar with Billy Madison than I am with certain members of my family.
89, over-under 89
no,
times.
No, Billy Madison's cool. I got no problem with that.
I've probably seen it 50 times. 50 at least.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Maybe even more. I'm not proud, but... Well, actually, I'm not proud. I'm not ashamed.
I love Billy Madison. I can quote it pretty well also. It's one of my favorites. I'm a little concerned about this weekend's movie. Is this going to be good?
I literally already bought a ticket. I bought a ticket yesterday for the show on Friday. I am so excited. But I love both of them. I love, 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 love Sandberg.
He's good. So let me just get your... So you enjoyed Jack and Jill?
Yeah, is this going to be better than
that?
Why are you putting
just
words into my mouth?
Okay,
now,
well,
right now you're just putting words into my mouth. I've seen Billy Madison a million times.
So, okay, no, because I like Billy
What's
Madison.
What's your second favorite one?
You Don't Mess with the Zohan? Tell me you didn't.
I love that. That would be my second. Yeah,
really?
That would be, yeah. Well, I'm also, I'm half Israeli, and there are a lot of complete, like, accurate moments of in the,
okay.
that opening scene just kills me.
Okay, what about... Well, anger management is pretty good,
what
right?
What about the one where he had cancer, but then it turned out he didn't have cancer? It was kind of depressing, but it was actually, I thought it was a really good story.
Not Punch Drunk Love.
No.
Funny People.
Yeah.
That one I did not see.
He's good in that, and Seth, is it
Punch
Seth?
Drunk
no,
Love
is
good. I like that one.
Not Seth Rogen. Is Seth Rogen in it? Who's his little sidekick in that movie? No, it's Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's in that, and then...
I love The Waterboy.
Waterboy's awesome.
Happy Gilmore.
I love that
love
era.
Happy
I like
Gilmore.
The 90s.
Happy Gilmore's awesome, but like Little Nicky.
I like the 90s era, you know, Waterboy.
Totally agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a bankable star. He's a massive star. He's found, you know, he's found the formula that works for him.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I don't know. Don't
Haven't
know so much.
Seen it.
You don't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't if you like him.
Do you like the Hanukkah song?
I mean, come on.
Come on, you have to.
Bucky
Larson. I have to. It's
I think
my
he's,
people.
He's due for another. He's due for an updated version, maybe.
I don't think they've updated Hanukkah since he's done that.
No, they've updated. He's done a couple different versions of it since the original. Maybe.
But that'll always be like the crowning glory of Hanukkah song.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it's the.
I think.
Is that?
I don't know how many of them have reached any sort of pop culture.
That's not played like in a temple or in the synagogue or anything like that, is it?
No, you know, they might play it for like kids or something.
That'd
it's
be
like
cool.
A
yeah.
harmless sort of fun song.
Every friend I have who is Jewish has a good sense of humor about just about everything. So.
How else would you know Rod Carew is Jewish?
That's true. I would have never known.
I wouldn't have known.
Is he?
Tom Cruise
yeah,
isn't, but I think his
song.
Agent is. That's what the song says. You know, Scientology doesn't have a song.
No. Yeah, it does, actually.
Although
did you see South Park?
We did talk
South
about
Park
this yesterday.
Did a song on Scientology.
And tomorrow, maybe you can shed some insight on this before we get to birthday trivia and give away Dave Chappelle tickets.
Okay.
Are you a Dave Chappelle fan?
Oh, my God, yeah. Can I win the tickets? I'll
no,
be out there in a second.
Unfortunately, you're not. It's not possible. You're a contributor. You're an unpaid contributor who doesn't have a TV courtesy of The Buzz. But what I was going to ask was, I totally lost my train of thought before I got to.
Yeah, you lost me too, buddy. I'd like to help you.
Talking about Hanukkah, Tom. Oh, the new movie Prometheus. Have you seen that?
No,
or,
I have not.
As some people say, Prometheus, because you have to say it like that. It's just that kind of name.
Like a Darth Vader voice.
Yeah, it's apparently, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to check it out. But apparently, the representation of the alien in this movie is similar to many other aliens who have been depicted throughout history. And so the question became yesterday, do people in Hollywood know what aliens look like, therefore they continue to represent them in the same way? Have they actually seen them through their Scientology background. I don't know. But the thing that is amazing to me is there are so many movies that would seemingly have nothing to do with one another that depict aliens in a very similar way. They are designed in a very similar way. It's very strange to me. So I'm wondering if they're like, duh, that's what aliens look like. We've seen them. Hello. It's like they're trying to push them off to those of us in the Mid-South as though, yeah, that's what they actually look like. Well, how would you depict them?
Are you asking me how I would depict them?
What I'm asking is, do you think people in Hollywood actually know what aliens look like?
And we man, that was a long... Well, I think that there becomes like an alien trope, right? Of like the same way we think of, oh, a housewife in the 60s or the 50s had, her hair curled and her apron on. It's like, this is an alien.
Looks like Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah, like he might be, you take pieces of like what becomes popular and relevant in pop culture. So, for Alien, you think of like the Sigourney Weaver alien, or you think of the Take Me to Your Leader, like, green Chillum guy with four fingers, or, the Roswell alien. But I haven't been in any like Hollywood meetings where they've revealed, like the Area 54, like here's what it looks like for real, but don't like confirm it to anyone. But if that happens, I'll be psyched and I'll tweet it.
I mean, maybe all aliens look like Jimmy Buffett. I have no idea. It just is annoying to me that they have to be the same. I mean, it just seems like there's so many similarities. I'm just thinking people in Hollywood have actually seen them.
Well, Prometheus has already made $150 million in, like, when did it come out? Last week?
Yeah, no, 2 weeks ago.
Memorial Day weekend. So people clearly respond to a certain type of alien.
Well, I think you don't think this is crazy, but I did, I saw a book that was back in the 60s about how people described their encounters with aliens, and they said little green men, big eyes, oval head. So that's how it was actually the people who claimed that they had encounters with them is what shaped what people thought they looked like. Whether or not they did, I don't know. So that answers your question. You guys carry on.
Tomorrow, did you see the Avengers?
No, I'm not good with the superhero sci-fi. I'm lousy with that stuff.
Okay, that's all true story, actually. So it's too bad that you feel that way. It's a waste.
It's a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, it basically is exactly how it happened. So that's too bad. I was going to ask you which superhero movie you were most excited about the rest of summer, but I'm going to say none at this point.
Well, but I am excited for the Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Does he have anything else coming out this year, do you know?
That's a good question. I mean, this is his big one, but I'm not familiar with any additional things he's working on. But that guy stays busy. He puts out a movie, almost like once a year.
Well,
right?
Let me give you an assignment then that you'll be eager to take part in. You need to go see Funny People or rent Funny People and then get back to us on that and let me know what you think.
Okay. Wait, you know what? He's doing Grown Ups too.
Why?
Because he's making a bazillion dollars.
Yeah, good point. It was Kevin James' birthday yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. See, if that had been a question, you'd probably got that right.
That's of note.
Do you know when Adam Sandler's birthday is? How big a fan are you?
My prediction is it's sometime in the summer.
I don't know, so I can't.
But now I'm going to Google it. September 9th. I was close-ish, not really.
Close-ish? No, it's really not summer. Okay, you know what? Joe, do we have a line five, or does that
not
exist?
No, only four.
Well, tomorrow you got off easy. You do not have to play birthday trivia today. So
good, because I already lost Adam Sandler's birthday.
Do you have any insight on David Arquette and Courtney Cox Arquette? And Pat had the same question I did. Why would he file for a divorce? He should be lucky she even looks at him, let alone married him.
I had the same, I had the same exact question. I mean, it could have just been like a legal thing. Maybe he did it first. I don't know.
Is he going to try to draw spousal support, you think?
Oh, like he's trying to get out of it?
No, I think
he's trying to get
money from her friends' residuals.
I don't know. He doesn't do friends' money, but he doesn't.
He's not made any more money than I have, and I don't make anything.
You're right.
Wasn't he just dating somebody soon? Just recently?
I think he was dating the girl that Ashton Kutcher hooked up with.
Rihanna?
Well,
which week?
Yeah,
who hasn't?
Which week?
I don't even know.
Wasn't it a friend that we had on recently?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Entertainment Weekly reporter Christina McLarty was rumored to be dating him.
Yeah, she's got Arkansas ties.
Yeah.
She was hooked up with Joe Francis. And
she was married to Joe Francis for 25 minutes. Yeah.
25 whole minutes.
Joe Francis?
Do you know who Christina McLarty is? She's a reporter for Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, is she? You said she's on your show?
No, she used to work with me.
No, I thought you said
no. We had her on. No, we had her on a couple weeks ago. But she used to work here in Little Rock at the ABC affiliate, and she was married to Joe Francis for 20 minutes. Anyway, she was working. She was out on location in New Orleans with some Sylvester Stallone movie they were doing. Anyway, she called in briefly.
But I think she was dating David Arquette while Arquette was married to Cox.
Well, they're married now. He just filed for divorce, but they've been separated for a while.
But they weren't together.
No,
together.
No, 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 no.
gosh, never. It's cool. Okay, well, tomorrow we appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You too. I feel like we covered a lot of good ground.
Yeah, I really feel good about this. This is probably best segment ever.
Talk a lot about Dallas, so I'm going to watch it when it starts so I feel more empowered and informed.
Kristen, the tramp.
That, you know what? That conniving lady. All right, I will talk to you guys later, and I will let you know how That's My Boy is.
Good, I want that, and you're going to tell me how funny people.
So much homework. All right, I got to get to it. I'll talk to you guys next week.